The only time I've had the opportunity to be on TV is when Pet Stop would do their Christmas thing. That was like, why not to buy animals as Christmas gifts? And I would never do it. I'd see the camera people come in and I would walk the other way.
And why?
Because I didn't want to be on TV.
Yeah, you don't like your voice at all, which is weird. No. But we're doing this.
I'm never going to listen to any of them.
All right. Well, I guess we'll do our little intro episode now.
Okay.
All right. I'll start off. So we are doing a slasher movie review. That's the name of the podcast. Pretty sweet. And it's just going to be us bullshitting about scary movies. We're going to do a rundown of the movie, our thoughts, what we think about it, I guess. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, this is the intro episode, so we're going to go into several disclaimers because we are not professionals.
Not one single itty bitty bit.
Yeah, shocking. But yeah, my name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review.
Okay, so I just, yeah.
Yeah, just let's start. Let's just start doing the disclaimers. Do you want me to keep going?
Okay, I'll start with one. It is an entire episode of spoilers. That's all we're going to do. We're going to talk about the whole entire movie inside and out. We're going to make fun of some stuff. We're going to like, hate, whatever. But yeah, so if you don't like spoilers, it's probably not the best idea.
Yeah, and we'll be, after each episode, we'll put the movie that we're going to be reviewing on the next episode. So if you want to watch that movie, don't listen to it. Because, like Erin just said, spoiler alert.
But that was kind of our agreement because Chelsea is super duper into spoilers. And she'll read every single thing about a scary movie before she watches it. And a person tells me, like, who the main character is, and then I won't watch it. So we're doing, I guess, the little add-on for me, because...
Well, yeah, and I...
And people like me.
Yeah. And I, shockingly enough, I get scared really easy. So, I know, whatever. But I like to know what is going to happen in a movie.
But that wrecks it.
I know. It's real bad. I do that with books, too.
Like, one of the movies that we're going to review, when you told me, like, oh, yeah, I knew that was going to happen, I read the whole thing, front and back. Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
That takes away all of the shock value.
So, I won't be doing that again.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. I don't know. Another disclaimer that we have is we are not going to be reviewing torture-heavy movies. Example, like Hostel. We're not doing that.
No, I never want to watch that movie.
I watched both of them. And they just gave me, like, a sick feeling in my stomach.
I don't want to watch anything that's going to make me feel sicky afterwards.
That's just
where
it.
I think about it for days after and kind of regret watching it.
And the Saw movies. Saw movies, same deal. We don't necessarily want to sit here and review movies where somebody's limbs got torn apart or somebody had to put their hand in acid, like, no.
We're also not doing any like rapey type stuff like Last House on the Left or
I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah.
No.
My thing with that too, I was thinking about on the way over, is like I Spit on Your Grave, I read about it because I kind of had an idea.
Yeah.
Even if she gets revenge, she still lived through that.
Well, like, yeah.
And I don't know. That never makes it better for me. Like, I remember thinking that when I saw The Crow.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, mm-mm. Eric comes back and he gets this, like, crazy revenge and he makes everyone suffer that was involved. But he's still dead and his fiance's still dead.
Right.
Spoiler.
Whoops. Well, I mean, The Crow was, that was.
Or, like, Ghost.
Right.
Ghost is the same way. Still dead.
I know.
And she knows he's around, so is she ever going to find, like, another guy?
Or I don't even like thinking about that movie. It's too depressing. I just...
Okay.
I can't do it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, The Last House on the Left, the older one, I think has a longer assault scene.
No, it's the new really? One.
Is it the new one that has the long one?
I would assume. Ugh. I didn't see the original one.
Because the original one, it's like that's a notorious scene in the movie.
The new one, the assault scene lasts an extremely long time. I didn't know going into it. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, these bad guys come and break into this house, or I guess I didn't know what it was about. And Greg and I were sitting there watching it, and we were both kind of like, ew, like getting that sicky, like,
and then like it keeps going.
It keeps going. Like,
see, I don't like that.
I kind of want anything like that to be how like daytime TV is with sex. They're like talking, and then they start kissing, and then commercial, and then the next scene is them like smoking a cigarette in bed. Like, okay, well maybe that did happen, but you didn't have to see it in gory details.
Yeah, I like, we're 100% in agreement with that. And I think too that if we do review a movie that might have an assault scene in it, obviously not as graphic and long or whatever, we'll do like a trigger warning or something.
We'll mention
that's
gonna be in it, because we talked about it. One that came up, it's kind of, I don't, to me it's kind of borderline as Gothica,
mm-hmm.
because it is kind of like a ghost supernatural thing, but then, you know, it's based on something horrible and terrible that happened to these.
Well, The Lovely Bones, too. And I don't know if you would consider The Lovely Bones like a horror movie. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a serial killer movie. But, yeah. So, big no-nos for us. And there is, going back to, like, the torture stuff, too, there is a big difference between somebody getting their hands nailed to a chair and then a 20-minute scene with somebody, like, just having their Achilles cut or something,
or their
insane.
Skin peeled off, something. Yeah,
mm-mm.
I don't want to watch something where for, you know, 10 to 20 minutes someone is crying being tortured.
Yeah,
that's not, that happened to me with American Horror Story, it was, I don't know how to say it, Roanoke.
Yep.
There was one whole episode where these people were being tortured, and they just cried and cried and cried, and the bad guys would torture one of them and then torture the other one. I think one of them got killed. It got to the point where I'm like, I can't.
No.
This isn't entertaining to me.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to sit here and listen to somebody cry for 20 minutes and have horrible things happen to them. It's kind of like my daytime TV thing.
Yes.
Or like Silence of the Lambs. Girls in the Pit, oh my God, it's horrible, tragic, but you only see that for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, somebody being tortured forever.
Right. So those are like two big things.
Which will probably disappoint people, because
I know. Yeah.
I know that falls into horror, but we're not into it, so you're not going to hear it from
so,
us. So find it elsewhere.
Look for another one, buddy. What else did we have on there? So we are, this is slasher movie review, but we are going to be doing like paranormal stuff. So exorcisms, things like that, we're going to cover in movies, not just like the classic 80s slasher movie.
I'll be doing more of those, I think, than you.
Yeah, for sure. And then I think that's it for the intro.
Yeah, I mean, is he waving something at you?
He
like
is.
Something you forgot?
What,
you need
Mike?
To get a dry erase board.
I do. Mm-hmm. What do you?
Stop tapping.
Oh, I'm tapping. Oh, that's probably annoying.
I was worried that I was going to burp from drinking.
I know, because it's super dry in here, too. And so I'm like, I need to clear my throat, but can't. So I think that's it for the disclaimers, obviously.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be one big giant spoiler. So.
Oh, God, yeah.
At the end of our episodes, we'll say the movie we're doing next. So if you're like me, you can get on board and you'll have a week to watch whatever we pick. And then you can laugh along with us.
I know. So the very first movie we're going to be doing is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Which was obviously my pick.
Which was your pick, which is cool. I think I'd watched it like in high school, maybe. I don't know.
I know.
It'd
I watched it in high school for sure.
But yeah, so if that interests you, tune in for Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It'll be a hoot. Yeah. We'll be right back. You didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.